Have a big crowd tonight. Thank you guys for attending. I want to call this board meeting to order. Thanks to those who are here. The first thing we're going to do tonight is have our prayer and pledge. Ms. Rowletta, would you like to lead us in that, please?
I'll be happy to.
According to 20th century anthropologist Margaret Mead, children must be taught how to think, not what to think. And I believe this is what our public schools in Greenville County strive to do daily. We teach children to be inquisitive and to explore the world beyond their immediate horizons. Let us pray. Dear God, as we near the end of this school year, we ask that you grant wisdom to all who seek to inspire our children to always ask questions and to find new answers. We also pray tonight for your direction in making the best decisions for those very children. Amen. Please join me in our pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rowletta. I'd like to thank Ms. Bush for the beautiful flowers that we have tonight. She's not able to join us because of another engagement that she could not reschedule, but we do appreciate the flowers that she provides to us every month. The next item on our agenda is the adoption of the consent calendar.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion to approve in a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Mm-hmm. The consent calendar is adopted. Item 3.01 is appearance of visitors. We have four visitors tonight, and before we have the first visitor come up, I just want to give a little bit of background information about how we receive public comment. Welcome to those who have signed up to speak tonight. We thank you for your interest in Greenville County Schools. Before we begin, I want to remind everyone of the way our procedures work. As your name is called, you should proceed to the podium where there is a microphone and a light system. Each speaker has up to 3 minutes to speak to the board. The light system will be green for the first 2 minutes and will turn yellow when 1 minute remains on the speaker's allotted time. In keeping with our board policy KCA, abusive language or personal attacks aimed at students or staff members will not be permitted. All speakers are expected to behave in an orderly and respectful manner. The board will not engage in discussion with the speaker or respond to comments. The superintendent will designate a member of the staff to respond to each speaker in an appropriate and timely manner. So our first speaker is Nan Johnston. It's right here at the end of the dais.
Thank you so much for having us. I'm with a large group of people here representing a group we call Save Gentle Park. I'd like to make it clear up front that Save Gentle Park is not about stopping the School District Board of Trustees' sale of Gentle Park. It's about making sure that the park is not sold to outside developers whose only goal is maximum profit. It's about making sure all stakeholders act together to decide how to best develop our community assets. We elect our school board leaders to make decisions, and we appreciate the hard work that goes into that. It's our responsibility as the voting public to inform these decisions. It's the board's responsibility to listen. These conversations are the wellspring of democracy. That's why we're here tonight. We firmly believe that the parks in Greenville should be saved. We believe that we have a proposal to deliver that will give the board a fair dollar price, retain a park that has been a part of the city for 50 years, and preserve the beauty, walkability, and open green space that Greenville is famous for. We hope the board is listening, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Johnston. Okay. Next speaker is Gina Smith.
Smith, and I'm part of the group Save Tyndall Park. I live directly across from the park, and I live near the tennis courts. I'm a single mom, been that way for the last 9 years, and this park has allowed me a free place for my sweet Elizabeth to play. She's not the only child that uses the park. Most of the children that come out there are some of the poorer children in the neighborhood. They use the after-school access to that park. Sometimes I notice, because I look out my window, as a safe haven. You can just tell that this is a better place than where else they could be. It's really heartbreaking to me and hard to imagine that the 12 of you voted so carelessly and effortlessly to sell this 50-year-old park without any discussion, concern, or thought about the community. No one, and I mean no one, reached out to us before the vote in January. And quite frankly, we were led to believe on March 19th at a meeting in the Annex building that there were no bids out and no plans for bids anytime soon. We thought we still had time. But then on 7th of April, we found out that the bids most certainly were being accepted, and we were behind, you know, the gun. So we really feel like we've been duped a little bit. We haven't had the ample time that we need to secure this park. I've heard many of you trustees say again and again, we must be good stewards of our resources. But I want you to know this decision goes against what the people that you serve really want. It's obvious in the fact that in this tiny sliver of time that we've had since we've known that this is happening, we've had over 2,500 petitions signed against this board and the sale of the park. I think Councilman Butch Kirvin summed it up brilliantly when he said, and I quote, "The county council is here to try to help people throughout the county. The school district is in the same business. They need to try and help people too. It's more than just about dollars and cents. It's about community, people getting together and taking pride in where they live. I think the school district is just as obligated as we are to help the people achieve these goals." And I gotta tell you right now, I am not gonna be proud of 20 or 30 condos sticking out like a sore thumb on my sweet street where a vital and beautiful park has lived for 50 years. I'm asking any one of you 12 trustees to make a motion to table the sale of 37 Tyndall Avenue until we can get our benefactor that we feel like we have secured the ample time to do the right thing. You owe us at least that. If you ignore us, as we have felt in the past, I will politely remind you that this is the very group that took on the powerhouse Walmart when they wanted to come into our neighborhood, and we won.
Thank you, Ms. Smith.
Okay.
Elizabeth Smith.
Good evening, board members, and all the people here to support Tyndall Park. My name is Elizabeth Smith, and I've been living right across from the park for almost 9 years now. I, like many others here, learned to play tennis at Tyndall Park. I even learned how to ride my bike without training wheels. Of those 9 years, there's not a time when I have looked out my window and not seen someone playing tennis on the courts. It's easy, convenient, and most of all, free. Most of the people who live around the park cannot afford to go to a place like the country club to play tennis or basketball. This is one of the reasons why it is so important to save the courts. As many have said before me, and it has been brought to your attention, is that of our slogan, keep the green and grateful. Just because you can sell it doesn't mean you should. What I myself don't understand about the whole thing is that the school board, who is all about children's needs, is going to sell a park that children use every day. The school board has kept us in the dark for too long. This is a park for people, not money. So now that you've found that what it's worth in dollars, you have the right to sell it. It isn't $2.5 million to us, it's priceless. Parks can bring people together, not condominiums. Don't keep the park for me, keep it for us. All the people who have taken this hour out of their lives to hear us speak, and the 2,500 people who have signed the petition. If it weren't so important, no one would have shown up tonight. I wouldn't even be here speaking. So please keep the park not only for me, but for Greenville and all the people who care about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Judy Langley.
There's several of us here from the Berea Alumni Reunion Committee, and we just wanted to thank y'all for considering naming the band room after Mr. McMahon. After so many years, it should have been done years ago. And we just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Langley. Okay, that's all the visitors that we have for the evening, so we're going to move on to our next agenda item, which is our superintendent's report. Mr. Royster.
Thank you, Ms. Wells. Good evening. Before do the superintendent's report, and actually tonight we're going to omit the superintendent's report, so. I can't believe there's not great disappointment at that.
Aww.
That you're going to get to hear me talk long. But I do want to take a few minutes at the outset to recognize some very important people to us. That's some individuals who, through the board's action tonight, have just been officially named to new administrative positions in the district. I'd like to start with our newest principal, George Champlin, who will become the principal of Slater Marietta Elementary School. George, if you'd stand, if you have some family with you. Congratulations on your promotion from assistant principal at Heritage to principal at Slater Marietta. We look forward to having you a part of the leadership team. We also have some newly appointed assistant principals. Andrew Baker, who will become assistant principal at Carolina High. Andrew is currently on the faculty at Carolina High. Andrew, do you have some family with you as well?
Oh,
welcome to you, and congratulations. We look forward to having you in your new role. Kimberly Brown, assistant principal for Greenview CDC. You know, we welcome you and congratulate you on your new role. I believe you have your lesson with you. We welcome you as well.
There you go. Hi.
Benjamin Ludwig, the newly appointed assistant principal, J. Harley Bonds MSAP program. Benjamin. I believe you have some family members with you as well.
My daughter Lauren, my wife Heather, my son Carson.
Very good, and welcome to you. Thank you very much, Ms. Wells.
Wow, thank you, Mr. Boyster, for that brief superintendent's report.
Brief but meaningful.
Yeah, very meaningful, yeah. Okay, we're going to move on to the action items for tonight. The first item, 5.01, is the strategic plan update. The recommended motion from the Committee of the Whole is to approve the district's and school's strategic plans. Is there any discussion on the strategic plan? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to item 5.02, request for amendment to Brazier Charter. The recommended motion from the administration is to approve expanding the total allowable student enrollment at Brazier Middle College to 440, thereby equalizing enrollment among the Greenville Tech affiliated charter schools.
Madam Chair, a Ms. motion to Wells. Approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion.
Third.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you very much. 5.03, naming of Berea High School band room. We have a recommended motion from the Committee of the Whole to approve naming the band room at Berea High School in honor of James McMahon. Is there any discussion? Comments? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to item 5.04, right-of-way easement at Summit Drive Elementary School. Again, recommended motion coming from the Committee of the Whole is to approve this right-of-way agreement with renewable water resources at Summit Drive Elementary School. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Concludes our action items for the night. Moving on to item 6.01, internal auditing services project status report. Mr. Barber.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We are presenting our monthly status report of audit projects that we're currently working on, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Barber on his status report? Okay. You're off the hook. Look at that.
Thank you,
Mr. Barber.
Thank you.
Moving on to item 7.01, recommendation from the Ad Hoc Committee for Board Evaluation. We have a recommended motion from the committee to adopt the South Carolina School Board Association Board Self-Assessment as the Greenville County Schools Board Evaluation Instrument, and recommend that a self-evaluation process aligned to the superintendent evaluation process occur annually no later than March 15th. Ms. Marson Fair, would you like to comment on this as the chairman of this committee?
Just a few comments. Thank you, Madam Chairman. We all work each and every day to make the Greenville County School District not just G, but G+. And I would like to thank the members of this committee in an effort to promote transparency and accountability that we present this recommended motion.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or discussion on the motion? Okay. None. So hearing none, all in favor of the motion coming from the committee, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Item 7.02, committee and liaison reports. Do we have any committee reports or liaison reports tonight?
The South Carolina School Board Association Board of Directors meeting for April is not until the end of this week, so I have no report at this time, next month.
Okay, thank you. And I guess I believe most of you are aware, in Mr. Meek's absence, Mr. Suddeth has agreed to be the legislative advocacy chairman, interim chairman, while he is out recovering. So thank you, Mr. Suddeth, for agreeing to do that.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, moving on to the finance report. Item 8.01, monthly finance report.
You got it.
We're ready.
Go ahead, ask it.
Before you even get to say anything, Mr. Royster, Mr. Baxter.
I was going to say Mr. Knotts is available to answer any question you might have. He does not have a formal presentation.
Okay. All right, Mr. Baxter's going to answer. Yes, Mr. Baxter.
My question is, since Roger's not here, I'm standing in Roger's stead. Can you give me any information on the fund balance?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
It seems not to have taken him by surprise.
Oh, yeah. He's ready.
I thought it might have.
He's shocked.
Are you shocked?
No, sir.
Okay, good.
As of February 28th, in the February, our unassigned fund balance is $132 million. And as I sound like a broken record, I do want to inform the audience, inside the $132 million is a $42 million requirement by the board policy to maintain as a fund balance. Also, at this time of the year, our fund balance is usually the highest it is during the course of the school year, because in December, January, and February is when we receive the bulk of our property tax revenue. Thank you.
Fantastic report. I relay that forward to
Mr. Baxter.
Calm down. Okay.
Do we have any other questions on the finance report? Okay. Okay, that was as an information item. Mr. Sailors.
I make a motion we adjourn.
I have a motion second to that.
I have a motion to adjourn, followed by a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.
I think this is the shortest meeting we've ever had. No?
You do.
So now Furman and all of our students can go study for their exams.
Oh, God. You should recognize them. You should recognize them.